Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. Although I've been in the markets for close to half a century, my wife on occasion worries about the inherent risk when it comes to owning stocks. To appease the concern, I built a reduced risk portfolio using what I have learned over the years. Starting with plain old cash, I hold at least 6 to 9 months of our burn rate in savings and checking accounts, which secures financing our daily life should something happen threatening our liquidity. Next come a basket of CDs. I ladder maturity dates, which means buying 3, 6, 9, and 12 month issues and going out to about 3 years. I don't go out further than that, as I just don't know what will happen in the grand scheme of things years out. Treasury bills can have similar characteristics to CDs, being issued by the good faith and credit of the U.S. government. Holding both CDs and treasuries just seems a little bit more diversified to me than holding all CDs. Keep in mind, selling prior to the maturity date could result in a partial loss of principal. I won't go into details here. Just know if you buy a 2-year CD, for example, and sell it early, you could take a haircut on the principal. Next comes a smattering of corporate bonds of solid companies. I prefer large, well-known companies. Corporate bonds are debt that pay an interest rate and generally regarded as less volatile compared to holding a stock. Here, once again, I choose the shorter durations that are similar to the durations that I mentioned in my CD portfolio. I also then add tax-free municipal bonds, which can be free from federal and state taxes if the correct type of bonds are chosen. Just make sure you have a crystal-clear understanding of each holding's tax implications. Next are two types of annuities I add. The first is a fixed index annuity. This type of annuity may offer a partial participation in stock market increases, but protects you against down market periods. Participation rates, fees, and early withdrawal penalties, terms, and conditions vary with each annuity, so make sure you understand all the mechanics in any annuity you are considering. Keep in mind that annuities are not U.S. government guaranteed, but instead are guaranteed by the underlying insurance company issuing them. I then add what I call an income annuity. This annuity offers you a certain percentage rate, depending on what age you decide to turn on the income period. In general, the longer you wait to turn on the income, much like Social Security, the higher the percentage will be on the payments for life. The payments are fixed for life at that percentage rate. Holding both a growth and income annuity, since they operate differently, can be another step in my target of wide diversification strategies with downside protection attributes. Next on my list would be adding some real estate investment trusts known as REITs. I use the publicly traded REITs, which are listed in the common stock journals. REIT payments can be higher than some dividend-paying stocks, which is why I consider them. Keep in mind that REITs can go up and down in price like a stock, and payments are not guaranteed. I look for the large REITs with good analyst reviews and strong financials. Because REITs make money from the rents received from properties they own, they may not be as susceptible to stock market movements as other securities may be. Next, I look at what is called aristocratic dividend-paying stocks. Dividends are periodic payments to holders of the stock. Aristocratic stocks are companies that have increased their dividend payments to investors for at least 25 years, and some of them have track records of 30, 40, or 50 years or more of annually increasing payments. Think of a dividend stock as a thank you from the company for owning the stock. Know that dividends can be cut, eliminated, or increased by the board of directors at any time, however. Although aristocratic stocks have impressive track records, there are many great companies that also pay dividends, but have not yet made it onto the aristocrat list. As a general rule, dividends from aristocrat stocks may be less than those that are not aristocratic stocks, as you may be paying for the aristocratic track record of annually increased payment. Finally, not wanting to be completely out of the more volatile part of the stock market, I tend to add a few growth stocks of solid companies that I think may have a good chance of having their stock prices rise significantly over time. There is always risk, but utilizing the above strategies I've mentioned here may reduce risk over an all-stock portfolio. In conclusion, since today's markets, in my opinion, seem to be more susceptible to volatility compared to what I've seen in previous decades, and I've seen a few decades, I tend to lean more into a portfolio of this type when it comes to my personal holdings. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License, OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.